Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tony and Debbie in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the Saturday morning call. I know a lot of you are probably getting plans for the weekend, for the holiday weekend. And so I hope you all have a great week. It's kind of a different July 4th in the middle of the week, so I'm sure there's going to be a people taking the week off or a few days. So I know there'll be a lot of people will listen to the replay, and especially with the weather around the country. It looks like it's going to be really warm everywhere, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of barbecues going on. So Deb and I, we talked last night about, we had a list of a few things that we were going to cover, and, you know, a lot of them were task-orientated, and probably the last half an hour decided, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to kind of off-the-cuff wing it a little bit, and because I think over the last several weeks we talked about contacting, inviting, setting goals, that kind of stuff, and I think that's all good. I think a lot of you on here have heard all that so many times, and I think the most important thing is that all that stuff is really good, but if you're not inspired to do something, then nothing's going to happen. And what that takes to get people inspired, I have absolutely no idea, because it comes within. I know for Debbie and I, it was a process. You know, after 31 years of in this industry, we have certainly had ups and downs. And I'm going to be a little vulnerable this morning, because even in the Shackley business, it's not all rosy. You know, nothing in life is rosy. It's people have got stuff going on. People are sick. People have lost a parent. People are, you know, got problems with their kids, or all kinds of stuff. And, you know, sometimes we think we got it bad, but there's always people that are worse off. That, and that's what kind of puts us in the stop mode. And I don't know what really gets people past that to actually able to multitask or do things that sometimes they don't want to do. And I know in Shackley we had a tremendous run in the first 2 years, and then we went down a little bit, then we came back up again, then we were kind of level a little bit, now we're kind of creeping back up again. So it's a roller coaster ride, no matter what business you're in, whether it's the network marketing industry, or whether it's you know, owning your own store, or whether you're in real estate, or I don't know, it's all the same. And I guess you've got to kind of dig down deep and decide what's important for you and your family. And certainly Shackley is not on the top of our list. You might be surprised. It's not. Certainly, and this should be for you if you've got a faith, and obviously that would be important. But your family should also become much more important than Shackley will ever be. And the same for us. And then, you know what, if you've got a job or profession, you know, that's got to be up there, because that's what most people, when they get involved in this industry, is that they have a job. They're doing something else. And then they're trying to figure out, how do I fit this in with everything going on? And we had the same issue. You know, I had a corporate job. Debbie was a physical therapist. We had 3 kids under 6. You know, I was traveling Monday through Friday, and it wasn't easy. I gotta tell you, it was a real struggle to try to find an hour here and an hour there. And the great thing that what we had a system that we were able to plug into. And what I mean by that is that we were inundated, and I mean this, we were inundated with an opportunity, and it was voluntary, to listen to, at that time, cassette tapes in the car. Now, you can get CDs, meetings. We had 10 times more the meetings back then than we do now because of social media. And so it becomes a lot easier, I think, for people to, forgive me if I say this word, to hide behind emails and text messages. And I think they try to take the easy way out by texting people and emailing people. And I'm not saying we don't use that at all today, because it certainly qualifies people a lot better and faster. But I think, you know, when it comes down to learning how to swim, you got to get in the water and not just about reading books. So we were fortunate for years to have a lot of conventions, a lot of phenomenal teachers, a lot of great stories that we learned. And it was a struggle in the beginning. So I think in the beginning, you know, if you're gonna take Shackley seriously, it's certainly got to be up there on the fourth or fifth on your list, behind the faith or the family or your current job or profession. And I think that's where people struggle with, because, you know, even people this weekend, they'll say, well, it's a holiday weekend. Well, great. There's people working at Walmart this weekend. There's people working at the gas station. There's people working at Chili's. There's thousands of people that will go out to eat and spend $100 on a meal. But for some reason that they're stopped by making a phone call and maybe talking to somebody about a product or an opportunity. And I think, again, it comes down to the belief, or it comes down to maybe people are just comfortable where they're at. And I think most people on this call, if you if you didn't do anything with Shakti from a business standpoint, you'll probably be okay. I don't think that you probably won't lose your house. You probably won't lose your kids. You'll be fine. And I think that's where the rubber meets the road. You've got to have something that drives you. You've got to have something that you're hungry for. I know when we got involved in Shakti 7 years ago, we had no income coming in. And that's a whole different story that I'm not going to bore you with, but it was a real pain for us. It was a struggle. It was right at that time, 2008, 2009, just after that, that the economy went to put. And I mean, it was a if I ever tell a story one day, you'll be thinking, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. And so we had to come out of the gate really hungry, and that's why we made $100,000 the first 6 or 7 months, because we gave it all, everything, day and night. And a lot of you don't need to do that, or you don't want to do that, or you're not going to do that. But we did it, and so we got out the gates, we got some momentum. So what I mean by this is that if you are going to do something, you know, July's coming up. There's so many people that don't start until halfway through the month, or the end of the month, or they don't get out of the gate, and then all of a sudden life gets in the way, and, stuff happens. Life happens. And, you know, the week goes by, and you're back to square one, so you don't move ahead. And by the way, this is totally off the cuff. I have no idea what I was going to talk about this morning, so this is just coming from what I feel I needed to share with you this morning. And it's not that we're any better than you guys, okay? We're just normal people. And we're just struggle sometimes just like anyone else does, whether you're making $100,000, $200,000, or $50,000. And so you just got to fit things in. And I'll give you an example. One of the group up in New Jersey, we were supposed to do a webinar, a Zoom call on Thursday, and we couldn't do it. And Lillian, you're on here, you know what I'm talking about. So they couldn't make it, and they live out of state. And so they said, but they can do it Monday or Tuesday next week. And so here's my decision. I could say, well, Monday or Tuesday next week. Well, that's not going to work because we're going to be in Europe. But they said, well, no problem, we can do it. And I said, no, I can do it Monday night and at midnight because it'll be midnight over there. It will still be on probably Eastern time. So a 20-minute Zoom call, which they don't know if we're in Europe or in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's not a big deal. Now, does that mean we're better than anyone else? No. It just means that we're in the game, and it's not really a big issue for us at midnight to do a Zoom call that could change somebody's life, okay? Now, we can't do that every time if you're on a plane or something, or you're bungee jumping. That might be difficult. But, I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is that so many people are making excuses why they can't do things, and you know, sometimes we pull off the side of the road and make a quick call. But it's so easy to say, nah, I can't do anything next week. I'm on vacation. Now, I'm not saying you should sit on the beach and do, you know, calls all day long. But, you know, when we're gone over in Europe, we'll fit in a call here and a call there and a couple of Zoom calls, and it's really not a big deal. And we're not stressed out. The business doesn't own us. And that's what I'm talking about, is trying to find those gaps of time, which we became very good at because of our professions. We had no time whatsoever, and we had to slot it in. And so we became effective on when we share the products or show on the planet. Because that's really the only thing that matters, is income-producing activities. Everything else is secondary. All that is just talk. Or as somebody told me one time, I've heard the wind blow before, and I get so many people tell me that, yeah, I understand, but I don't think they do if their volume's not growing, so they're not showing the plan or sharing the opportunity. So anyway, Debbie's probably thinking, what the heck are you talking about? So that's what I want to share with you a little bit. I'm not sure if that made any sense to you whatsoever, but I felt I just wanted to talk to you about that and encourage you that, you know, you can do this. We're nothing special. We just learned the lingo better. We just jump on the calls. This morning, I was doing like you do. I was like mowing the grass, getting ready to leave, edging the thing. I couldn't get the edger to work. Very frustrating. And I couldn't get my cord on my thing to mow. So then it started raining a little bit, so my blower got wet. So I rushed, and I was soaking wet. I had to dump some trash off, so I had to go down and dump the trash off. Came back. I had 10 minutes to get on the call. I had to jump in the shower, and boom, on the call. I said, what the heck am I going to talk about? So everyday stuff like this, and now I've got all the grandkids coming over, and I think two of them just arrived. So just everyday stuff, but we slot things in to get things done. So I know some of you on here do that as well, so. Yeah, that's all I got today. So I hope you guys have a happy 4th, even though I'm an English person, okay? But we're going to leave the country. So, But don't forget Vegas on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to coming back and getting out there to Vegas. I'll see a lot of you guys in Tampa, of course, coming up October 26th and 27th. We had a phenomenal meeting down in West Palm Beach. I appreciate everyone that took the time and the effort from all around the country to come to that event. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were inspired. I hope it inspired you to do something. And so that would be a question. Okay, the last thing I got, and you don't have to tell me this, but since you've been back from that event, okay, you need to ask yourself, how many presentations have I done? So that's the key in the 2 weeks that that event was. So anyway, Deb, I'm going to pass it over to you to wrap it up.
Thank you. Wow, that was quite a thing from the heart. But to add to that, I think I'm thinking back now to the two times when we really created major momentum in this industry. Actually, there's probably three times, but I'm thinking of two times. And it was always because we focused on our goals. We focused on our dreams. In fact, we actually found what it was that we really wanted. And I encourage you all to do that. If it's not strong in your mind, if it's not clear in your mind, make sure you make it so. And I don't worry about what size of dream you have, but you've got to have some kind of vision in your mind of where you want to take this business. I mean, some of you on this call might be nearing retirement age, like Tony and I are, and you might be thinking, I need to make $2,000 to $5,000 a month to supplement my income. Some of you may be a lot younger, and you want to do like Tony and I did, to create a secondary income that becomes your primary income over time. So focus more succinctly on what you want to do with your Shackley business and what you want it to do for you, so that you can be very clear as we go into July where you're aiming for. One thing that I learned very early on was the small choices that we make early on in our journey can be big game changers down the road. And I'm talking a lot about habits that we learn. I'm thinking back to the very beginning, almost 30 years ago when we got started, and I was very, very introvert, and it was very painful for me to step outside of that comfort zone that I had around me. It was creating that clear vision in my mind at a function one weekend that helped me to step outside of that circle. And that very first step was the biggest game changer I've ever had in my life, because it gave me belief that I could do more than I thought I could. It gave me the belief that I could be in places that I'd never dreamed of before. And that very first step helped me take the second, third, and fourth step. And it changed my life. It changed my life to be living life more boldly, to be stepping out and letting people understand how I felt and how I thought. It changed all areas of my life, just that one first step that happened because I decided to step up and make a commitment to our business. So I will tell you that skills that you learn in this business are going to enhance all areas of your life. There is no doubt about that. That's what they're going to do for you. So be bold this weekend. Think hard about what your goals are, where you really want to be. Make them very clear visually. And as I've said many times before, define your dream. Define where it is you want to go and what it's going to take to be there, so that then you have the fuel, you have the power that's going to help you to step outside your comfort zone and do things that right now you might not be at all comfortable doing. Be prepared if you're going to commit to your Shackley business to be a little imbalanced for short periods of focus time. That's going to happen, and it happened for us. It happened for us just as we got started in our Shackley business. We were imbalanced for a short period of time there till the momentum was created and we got into a rhythm of working our business on a daily basis and fitting it in around the things we did. So there is a place for you. There is so much that you can have from taking that first step in building your Shackley business, because then you'll be encouraged to take the second and the third. And I don't know where that's going to take you, whether it just gives you a small supplemental income, or whether it really changes your financial future and gives you an amazing income, six-figure income, that can fund you for the rest of your life and for coming generations. So let's think hard this weekend, and let's focus. Let's focus on where we're going, because it's time for you to move ahead. It's time for us to move ahead, and it's time to get out of the rut you're in and to move to where you really want to be. So anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful July the 4th. We'll be thinking of you as we're traipsing around Europe and some other places that Tony hasn't let you know yet. And we'll be back to see you in Vegas. It's going to be a great event. Don't forget to get registered for that. So thank you, Tony. I'm passing it back to you.
Thanks, guys. Have an awesome weekend. Thanks for jumping on. And there's people everywhere out there this weekend that are looking for what we've got. Just remember, just make a relationship. And I want to encourage you as we come to July, even though July is not finished, I just want to encourage you, just try it for 3 months and attempt to do 10, 15 presentations for 3 months with a 24 to 48 hour follow-up and see what happens. And because I can tell you right now, I know without a shadow of a doubt, everyone on this call wants to be further ahead. But you're not further ahead, it's because the calendar never lies. You've heard me say that 5 million times. And so that's it, really. That's all you got to do is step up and just put a little more effort in and share this phenomenal opportunity, and you will be pumped going into Vegas and coming out of Vegas. So God bless you. Be safe. Have an awesome time with your families, okay? Bye-bye.